Need to take a paper or something. So how many chapters are there in Book of Ephesians? Anyone? Okay. So what is the basic structure? First three chapters and next three chapters, what are they? First three is what? Doctrine of what? Okay. Next three chapters? Okay, daily life, practice, that's good. Okay, so at the beginning, you talk about, of course, greeting. And then there are various blessings that the Lord gives us, spiritual blessings, yeah? So what are the four blessings? Anyone? Raise your hand. Nah, Marvin. Two. Okay, another two, sister. Anyone? Two more. Okay. Oh, no notes. Can I see notes? It's quiz. No notes, no Bible. It's quiz. Right. Sabrina. Inheritance. One more. Huh? Yeah, things are washed away. He chooses us. Right? Choose us among 6 million people, 7 million people, right? Become son, right? You are not any stepson or strangers. And then give you a heavenly kingdom inheritance, and then give you a guarantee that is Holy Spirit, right? So in order to qualify for these blessings, what are the qualifications? You need to be what? According to the structure, we introduced the son. Benny? Huh? Good reputation. You're talking about Acts chapter 6. Deborah. Baptism. I'm looking for a specific word. You are right, but specific word, what is that? You got to be what to word in order to have this blessing. In him, right? In him. In Jesus Christ. In him. Okay? And what is the purpose for all these blessings? He mentioned three times. So he's... Yes. So his glory can be praised. So we can praise his glory. So that is what we have covered. Now, let's continue to study. Okay, we know that the book of Ephesians have to do with more of the truths about church. So I try to collect the truths about church from the book of Ephesians that together, so we can learn it all together. Let's turn to 1 Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23. Ephesians 1, 23. Benny, can you read out loud? 1, 23. Ephesians 1:23. The church is his body. The church is Jesus' body, and it is the one that fill all in all. Huh? 充满万有者所充满的. How do you say that in English? Fill all in all. How do you say it in English? Okay. So Jesus is the head. Church is you and me. We are his body. And so the head, he will take care of our body. Because and this body, we shall treat Jesus as our master. So as our Lord and our God. So in this church, we just lift up the name of Jesus. Huh? We don't lift up the name of pastor. It is important, huh? It is important. Pastor is just like a brother. He can call pastor brother, no problem, because we are also brother. So like in True Jesus Church, we don't have special seat. Like in other churches, you might find a seat over here, but not in True Jesus Church. Our concept is like, again, worker belong to members. We are not any higher than members. Even though we have stewardship. Do you know what is stewardship? 职分. Do you know 职分? Stewardship. Pastor or teacher in the church, they are stewardship. Even though we may have stewardship, we have to, as a pastor, I need to honor the stewardship of pastor. I need to honor this. Because this stewardship is it's from God. But the person itself is also a brother. This is the concept. That's why maybe I share this story with you. In Africa, we are invited to, one of the pastor was invited to the other church to give a sermon. And he realized that behind him there was a person sit on a high chair. He wear a white robe, a stick with him. And the pastor just feel very uncomfortable. How come I'm speaking and you are sitting over there on a high place, right? And because African do not have this type of bench, they are pute. They are, it's easy for them to turn around. How do you call that kind of chair? Anyway, so I don't know how to call that kind of chair. So the pastor said, go to the back, right? Then everybody, asks everybody to turn around. So he preached from that direction. So that local people become at the very back of everybody. Huh? And he says that the first to be last to be first. Because we are not get used to any pastor sitting on a podium just to listen. No matter where we are, in church or at house, we honor Jesus Christ as the head, and we are simply the body. And since we are the body, everybody is different. The body have, this body, we have hands, eyes, we have different functions. So every brother and sisters is different, huh? Some are pianist, some they are good with their fingers, some are good with driving brother and sister to the church, some are good to whip the floor, to wipe the floor. So everybody has different gift. Not whip the floor, sorry. How do you whip the floor? To wipe the floor. You cannot whip the floor. Okay. So everybody have different gifts. So we serve according to our gift. Oh. Do you know what type of gift do you have? What is growth? I mean, you grow up, right? What is growing? Growing means that you try to discover who you are. Like what kind of personality you have or what type of skill you have. Now, nowadays, especially in Oriental society, people only focus on academic achievement. But not everybody is good academically. Some people are simply feel dizzy when they read books, right? But when it comes to working with their hand, they are very, very joyful. They know how to draw. They know how to use hammer. So everybody's different, right? So if you happen to be a person who cannot do well in school, your parents maybe want you to go to Ivy League, but you think yourself can only go to community college, I think that's fine, right? Don't give yourself too much stress. I have two children. And not everyone is good in school, right? One of them has a lot of stress. I tell him, no problem. In the future, just be a truck driver, right? I mean, but then I think about, no, truck driver no good because you cannot get Sabbath day, right? You're always on the road. Truck driver also have good pay, $50,000 a year. Not too bad. I'm serious. If you are known this truck driver, you don't need to be, you can be anything. I went back to Taiwan recently. I ran into a neighbor who also are not good in school. He always skip classes. His mother has a headache about his school performance because every time the teacher will call him, look at your children. Like he did not go to school, not doing good with his grades. But guess what? Now he's doing quite good in a society because he's good in drawing. Later he do a design for the, he do architect for housing, right? Thank God he's doing so good in his career. So now, my point is that as long as you know your gift, it is very important. Many of your spiritual brothers, that's my observation. Many sisters know what they want to do when they grow up, when they go to college. They already know what they want to major. How many sisters know what they want to major already? Raise your hand. Only three. How many brothers already know what you want to major in the field? Man, oh, okay. Maybe I was wrong. I mean, maybe in my children's generation, all these girls know what they want to do. Boys, I don't care. Is that right? Is that right? Boys are like that, right? I don't care. I don't know, right? That is a lot of time is boys' attitude. But what is my point? My point is that, yeah, growing up is to know what who you are, discover who you are. The Bible says some people are like grape. Some people are like Oliver. Some people are like a fig. Fig is very beautiful inside, sweet. Some people maybe do not have outward appearance, but very beautiful inside, right? They are simply very sweet. Some are like grape can make people drunk, right? You look at him, you are drunk. Really, I'm serious. And some people are like Oliver. They can make oil smooth between people. So everyone is different. So you got to know. I think academically, you already know you are good in math or biology or chemistry. You already know that, right? Or linguistic. But again, in the house of God, God needs all types of people. Some people say, "Oh, I got to be major in psychology in order to be a pastor." Not necessary. Pastor don't need to be a psychologist. Even though pastor have to do with human being relationship, but it also have to do with God. You know, like we have many pastors. Look at them. Maybe in USA, nobody major in psychology. Maybe only Pastor Woody have to do with social science, right? Social work. So my point is that this is body of Christ. Body has different functions. Some people are leg, some people are finger. You simply got to know who you are. How many of you know what you can do, who you are already? Raise your hand. You know your tendency. You are that type of person. Like very roughly divided, like 家族就是 in Taiwan we call it 家族, 遗族, 丙族, 丁族. Do you know what is it? Like somebody are more skillful in math. Some people, 遗族, skillful in literature. 丙族, more skillful in science. 丁族, more skillful in business. Right? Do you know what type of person you are? You don't know? Maybe you are out of the category. No matter what, right? No matter what, you are... Again, this is the body of Christ. Everybody has its usage. Many youths nowadays try to attempt suicide. Why? Answer me. So many youths right now attempting suicide. I was so shocked to learn that. How many of your friends are attempting suicide that you're aware of, your friends? Attempted, not truly, not commit. Huh? How many of you ever thought about suicide? Raise your hand. You ever thought about suicide? Okay, it's nothing to be ashamed of because I did too. I only not want to be suicide. I tried to be suicide. I tried. Now, younger than you are. When I was in fourth grade, right? My parents. Fourth grade. I'm serious. Fourth grade. When I was fourth grade in elementary school, around 10 years old, my parents all left me. I know many. I think many Hokkienese the same. They leave their kids in mainland China. Is it? Do you know that? And they came here by themselves, right? Similar situation applied to my family. My parents like take my three brothers and sisters, three brother, two brothers and one sister called to Taipei. I was left alone in the countryside, living with my grandma and my aunties. And I feel like my auntie do not like me, always bully me, always tell me that, oh, because your finger point to the moon, so your ear will be colored by the moon. I said, what is this? I don't understand. How can we tell me this? And I feel like I was not loved, right? And my parents is not there for me. So in my countryside, people used to say that, you know, you can knock your head to the wall, then you'll die, right? Then I truly do that. I say, oh, I am, my life is too miserable. I don't want to live anymore. I'm serious, you're laughing. By that time, I was not laughing. I was so determined, I want to die. I truly used my best strength to use my head to knock the wall. But luckily, the wall is not concrete. The wall is made of earth, dirt. But it's still very hot dirt, you know? I just feel, oh! I was so dizzy, I'm telling you. I was so dizzy. I said, hey, how come I did not die? And I said, I should try the second time. Really, you want to die, you try, right? I tried the second time. Then before I hit it, I said, oh man, this is too hot. Actually, I go to NYT, some people told me that some kids have, even TCC kids, feel like they are forsaken. And a lot of time you compare yourself with the society's expectation, or you compare yourself with, you feel like to give up. You are struggling, but you got to understand that we are the body of Christ, and everybody is different, and nobody is junk in the eyes of God. Nobody's junk in the eyes of God. Do you know, even homeless people go picking up from the garbage can, right? He always pick up useful stuff, right? Maybe empty bottle, maybe half-eaten hamburger, I don't know, right? They always pick up useful stuff, right? If homeless people know how to pick up useful stuff, and our Heavenly Father pick you are chosen by our Heavenly Father, do you think you are junk? You are useless. No, you are not, Paul. Because the Heavenly Father chose you. The Heavenly Father chose you. You must have something. At least you are an empty bottle. My point is that everybody is useful because you are part of Christ. You are his body. And you know, the Bible says, the head will take care of the body. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 24. Maybe 23, huh? 523, Shannon. Christ is the head of the church. He's the savior of whole church. Please read verse 29. Verse 29, Rachel. 29. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourished it and cherished it, just as the Lord does the church. The Lord does it to you. He cherishes you. He takes good care of you. Oh. So if you are sick of yourself, please don't do that. Or tired of yourself, please don't feel that. Because even though sometimes your parents cannot do their job because they are limited, they are human beings, right? But God says that he cherish and take care of his body, that is you. So God will take care of you. Yeah. So please don't feel too frustrated because you cannot accomplish the things you want to accomplish. Because if God closed a door for you, God will for sure open a window, another window for you. Even never know, sometimes we want something, but we simply cannot do it. And you feel so so sad, but you will never know that eventually the result will be better. For example, I don't know, you are going, how many of you are already take your SAT? Raise your hand. Oh, do you like your score? Anybody like your score? Raise your hand. See? Okay. Anyway, all right. My point is that a lot of time you may not get what you want, and if you feel very discouraged, or the things happen to you, you feel very for example, I got laid off, right? You know, in USA, get laid off is very common, but if you never experience it, it just feels so frustrated, right? Because, man, I have no job. My wife was not working. I have two children. Actually, at that time, one children was in the 肚子, in the womb, yeah. And you know, in USA, one income, one single income, then I got laid off. Can you imagine how worried I was? You know, truly very worrisome. At night time, truly cannot fall asleep. It was so hard. I think I bear the testimony with you, but 10 days later, I was, I'm not going to tell the story again. I was called back to the same company. I know the company is not doing good. Then God gave me another opportunity. I was able to go to another very big company. Through that layoff, even though mentally was so distressed, but through that layoff, I was able to go to another better company after probably 1 or 2 months. And through that company, they sponsored me my green car because their pay is enough for me to be much more for me to get my green car. The previous company, yes, can do it, but not as good. So sometimes bad things might occur, and you feel that you cannot fall asleep. But you never know. God might provide even better stuff. Again, you are His body, and He cares for you. You just need to have more patience. This is about the truth of the church. Let's read another one. Chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1. Chapter 1, actually, 23 again. 123 again. 123, who can read? Let me ask. I did not call your name. Handsome for a long time. 123. Church is His body, the one who fill all in all. Jesus is the one who fill all in all. And not only that, please read verse 22, chapter 2, verse 22. 2:22. You are built together, become His house. And did He say that this is dwelling place for Holy Spirit? Did He say that in English? Did He say dwelling place for Holy Spirit? Huh? Yes, huh? Amazingly, how many of you feel like you can pray? Your Holy Spirit is more full when you pray in the house of God. You don't feel that fullness when you pray alone by yourself. How many of you have this type of feeling? No? Is it the same? Yeah, you know why? Over here is the dwelling place of Holy Spirit. God is over here. God present over here. This is His house. Of course, when we are together, it's the church. When we are together, really, Holy Spirit is working more mightily. Huh? It is like a candle, right? A candle in the wind, maybe it will die in the wind, but a lot of candles together, the fire is stronger. The heat is more powerful. That is the analogy, right? So when we are together, really, we can experience the grace of God more. That's why, if you have difficulty time in your life, maybe, I don't know what it is, maybe you are too young, you don't have too much difficulty. But if you have any difficulty, invite brother and sister to pray with you. Because two or three together, as if they are a little church already, right? Invite two or three. Over here, like those friends over here can be your lifelong friends. You know that, right? Right? You know that? Okay. I have a question for Houston Church. How come you choose East Coast? Is the church arranged you to come here? Houston, you choose East Coast by yourself? Only two of you. How many of you are from Houston? Three of you. You get, so how many are high school kids from Houston, in Houston? Five? So two went to the West Coast? Two in Taiwan? Two come here? Two come to West? Oh. My point is that if you want to go to a place, right, you try to maintain the friendship. Especially when you high school time and college time, it's so easy to keep spiritual friends. So I think you should cherish one another. If you have difficulty, let your friend know. Ask them to help you in your prayer. For some reason, nobody asked me no students asked me to pray for them. Only like adults, right? Because students do not ask care of pastor, yeah. How many of you will look for me when you have trouble? None, right? I don't know why. Even my children will not look for me. I don't know why. How many of you will look for your parents for help when you are in trouble? I mean, your heart, your spiritual issue. Huh? Of course, eat, clothing, shoes. You always go to your parents, right? I'm talking about you are lonely. You want to commit suicide. That type of stuff. I say this because I just discovered there are so many depressed kids in USA. I'm serious. There are in every eight kids, there is one have depressed issue, according to statistic. So if you happen to be one of them, never depart from the church. Sometimes, this is growing pain. Sometimes when you grow up, right, we always experience some turbulence that you never expected. How come this occurs? How come I cannot fall asleep because of this? But if you continue to draw closer to God, right, God is the best psychologist. Some of you, they start to see psychologists because they are depressed. I have no word for that. But if you think they can help you, that's fine. But when it comes to mental issue, right, things over here, right, the best doctor is really God. The best way is really kneel down over here and continue to draw closer to God, and you will be cured. The best solution is that you read the book of Psalm all the time, really. You know why? Because book of Psalm is all prayer. And there are all types of problems, all types of issues, and book of Psalm, those prayers are from the depth of their heart, crying out to the Lord. So when people are sad, they just read these books, they can receive help. My point is that church is the dwelling place of Holy Spirit. God is working here. Any issue, mental issue, two or three, look for one another and pray together. And God will solve your problem. How many of you keep spiritual friends? Well, talk to your church friend when you are at home. Raise your hand. You always talk to your church friend when you are at home. See, not many of you, yeah? Maybe less than one-third. Yeah. Please try, because life is a long journey. Two is better than one. And if one fall, the other will lift him up. The best way to do is that we have a lot of prayer time over here, right? Really, grab one or two. Just come here and pray together. Prayer together's friendship is very different from just chit-chatting. Because that means that not only you, there are God in among you. And that kind of binding is even stronger. Okay? Especially those who are small church. You know? Hard to find friends, yeah? Small church. Philly only how many youth? Philly only like three. Philly is a small church, only a 30 member. Like, so you got to utilize this kind of opportunity to make more friends. And When we are gathered together, is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Now, read chapter 2, verse 20. Chapter 2, verse 20. Maybe from 19 and 20. Chapter 2, 19 and 20. Edward, can you read? Okay, so you are no longer a stranger. So brethren, you shall never be alone in the journey of God. You have a big family. That is our Lord Jesus Christ's family. That is us over here, right? We are the same household member. The word brother and sister is not only in name. It shall be in reality. So in the future, if your church member bully you, never sue them, okay? This is biblical. Even like they borrow money from you, you are willing to lend the money to them, but they happen to run away. Because he is your brother, you don't sue them. Because it is just like, how many of you will sue your biological parents? Raise your hand. It's impossible, right? It's not Christian way, right? Like way. How many of you will sue your biological brother and sister? Again, it's not right, right? You are biological brother and sister. You shall not sue each other. The same thing, right? We are spiritual brother and sister. Therefore, we shall choose to love one another. And if there's any conflict, don't sue one another, right? Because, again, over here, 我们都是神家里面的人了, we are the member of God's house. We have the same father. And then verse 20 says, you are built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets and Jesus Christ as cornerstone. So the church itself is not built up by pastor or any church founder. Who is the founder of True Jesus Church? Huh? Usually in True Jesus Church, we never say who is our founder, right? We only say that we have three early workers, yeah? And the three early workers actually, maybe all three of them has very interesting ending, actually. One of them died very early because he started to have weird revelation, right? So the Lord said, okay, you can come home. don't stay in the church and make trouble because if such a early revelation is all from God. But later on, more and more revelation actually is not from the Bible. Anyway, so he died early. Another one, later on, he disappeared. Went back to his hometown and never showed up in TJC history. Another one, later on, he called himself the founder of True Jesus Church, became very proud. And he got excommunicated because he wanted to proclaim that, he insists that he is the founder. Actually, he was a very powerful worker. He was a miracle worker. Can you imagine that a pastor can set up about three churches maybe in 1 month? About 1 month, though. It's not easy. Very powerful worker. Because he was very powerful, later on he was pop up, you know? Later on, if you see the photo, you see that he wear a crown. Also a white robe and a stick in his hand. He still got a little church in Singapore. And there's a Singaporean over here, right? Do you know who I'm talking about? Maybe you're too young to know this person or this church. Do you know which church I'm talking about? Actually, his church is also called True Jesus Church. But he is away from us. Now only a few members follow him. So the early three workers, actually, they are all very interesting. So my point is that there is no founder, or the founder is God. This church, y'all, if anybody preach against the teaching of apostle, the prophets in the Bible, and Jesus is not a cornerstone, meaning that his teaching already deviated from the teaching of the Bible, then no matter how eloquent or gifted it is, we cannot make him to be a pastor anymore. You know what I'm saying? Hello? Maybe you are too young because we have a lot of episodes recently. We are people from Paris. And really, I mean, we have a lot of interesting story recently. People preach something that different from he used to preach nowadays. Maybe he used to preach that, you know, we gotta pray for Holy Spirit. Now he preached that, no, you don't need to pray for Holy Spirit because you are little kids, right? Used to preach that baptism got to be natural water. Now he preached that, oh, baptism could be anyway. If it is not natural water, could be okay, right? His teaching is very different. That's why people came out from him. So now Paris Church, we have two. Paris Church, one is original, the other is the one who think he preached the wrong gospel. Sometimes it's hard, right? Especially if a person is very gifted, right? If I'm very gifted, if one day I preach that, you don't need to pray for Holy Spirit. Follow me. Do you follow me? Yeah. Please don't follow me, okay? but we are good friends, you know? Of course, I don't spend enough time with you. Assuming we are good friends, please follow me. What do you do? Now, we are laughing, but actually, every 10 years, according to Pastor Senior Pastor Chow, he says that every 10 years, there is someone from TCC worker started to preach interesting doctrine, deviated from apostle and the prophets and Jesus Christ, almost every 10 years. And they all left a few people out. And I myself, in my lifetime, I saw at least two cases. One is in Taiwan and one is over here. And if you happen to be a family member, if you happen to be the family member, it is a great trial for you. I'm telling you. If you're a cousin or, you know, it is not easy for you to choose. I'm telling you. Right? Am I going to listen to my beloved relative or listen to the church? Not the church, the Bible. Because TCC is very interesting. When I teach something wrong, I'm telling you, members can tell. Over here, we have Holy Spirit, right? When shall we conclude? Huh? 2:40. Okay. Where was I? What did I say? Member can tell. It's pretty amazing because member also have Holy Spirit, right? They've been listening to a sermon for their lifetime. If some worker say something wrong, members start to scratch their head. What's going on here? And then if they discuss with worker never want to change. What can I do? I report it to IA, and IA try to deal with it, and still cannot change. What am I going to do? Really, it's not easy. So please follow the Bible. Never follow men, okay? Because the church is on the foundation of Jesus Christ, apostles, and the prophets. Let's pray in silence. Amen. Thank you.